This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
It's time to blunder! Woo! The Blunder Years, back before all the beer made him age 50 years. What a tragedy. The Blunder Years, just before that buffoon went and totally ruined his career. Let's cheer.
Skull!
My man, let's go. Come on. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Blunder Years. All those beers ago, Bobby, let them know. Come on.
Do 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 do.
Oh my God, I like the, you know,
ladies and gentlemen, Mike Morse. All right, shut the whole show down. I'm not dealing with this today. Finally. Mike Morse is a legend. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us behind the wall. Yes, how's everybody feeling? I know people are still talking shit. Crystal Palace has only 8 wins, but shut the fuck up, Joey Bag of Donuts.
Is it prime time soccer now? Like, is it playoffs? Like, I don't even know what they do.
So it's coming down to the last. They have 6 games left. Liverpool are in third. Arsenal's in second, and Manchester City's in first. And they just need those two teams to lose and for us to win all our games coming up. And it's not looking good.
So hit like a bus accident.
Something, yeah. Plane crash, yeah. God forbid. But I mean, help us out a little bit. I love this. Surely Bob trashed you. Yeah, nice try. I watched for the first time in a long time, and Bob did fantastic. The thing I loved about this is how hard Vince was working to try to be Vince, and just Bob wasn't going with it. It was,
yeah, but tell me again, what would you rate his stand-up? And what? Tell me again, what would you compare?
It's like, how hurt is your pussy, dude? It's over. Just move on. That's what I did.
I told him to put cream on it, but you know, not everybody listens.
Yeah.
I mean,
cream ain't going to fix that busted pussy.
I mean, it's unbelievable. The whole, he goes, Bob and Vince's comedy show. It's all about me and me. No, me and Jeter. Yeah. That's the comedy show. Yeah. I'd like to dedicate this episode to Syracuse police officer Michael Jensen and. Oh. What is this? Onondaga?
Look,
Sheriff's Lieutenant Deputy Michael
Onondaga. Onondaga.
Onondaga, who lost their lives in the line of duty April 14th. Rest in peace. That fucking blows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was is that New York State? Was that shooting that happened?
That sounds like a New York town.
Yeah. Bob's line of the day. What should Shirley wear on stage? An effing suit? Yeah. I love this guy. He staples a hat to his head. He goes, he should really dress. Don't you think dressing better would help him on stage? That's where his head's at in comedy, what people look like.
I mean, if it was a ballet, I can say maybe he's on something.
Let me tell you something. It's all an attempt because he, again, he thinks I'm John, so he thinks I react to his stupid shit. It's fine. I suck at stand up. I'm a whack packer. You got it. You got it.
That one was like amazing too.
Yeah.
You know, you're both whack packers for the record. I hope Bob doesn't think that Vince doesn't see him the exact same way. He envisions sitting behind home plate at Yankee Stadium with him. I assure you.
Of course he does.
If he got me tickets for the Yankee game, he wouldn't be the one sitting next to me.
Well, anyhow, I thought you did great, Bobby. Let's move on with Blunder, man. We got part two of Until John's Return, the most fucked up John's ever been on stream. If you hadn't seen this, this is John showing up back home hammered from a dog wedding, and this poor son of a bitch paid him $300 to be a guest, and the host microphone's echoing, and John could give a fuck about him and what he paid and what he should do for that money. Let's get into this.
$300 was his price back then. It went really high.
No, it did. Well, he found a sucker by the name of Kevin Brennan, so of course it went
10 times that.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God.
No wonder he couldn't wait to get back.
So I go, all right, so we call the White House again. I go, hello, this is Sean Moore, assistant.
And they say, is this stuttering John? That's a terrible fucking accent.
Yeah. I see Uno. We watched this, didn't we? That was part one. This is part two.
Is this John Quincy Adams in Perry's movie?
This is Jason Statham. We're all huge fans of your movies, sir. Folks, want to talk to you about our friends over at Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? Well, they just happen to be America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. All you got to do is just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is one of the best ways to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Another cool thing they do is they offer insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half, does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. Prize Picks is extremely simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So check it out. Download the app today and use code RICO for a first deposit match of up to $100. You hear what I said? Download the app today, use code RICO, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Let's get back to the show.
They go, who? I go, Sean, as in Connery, Moore, as in Roger. I'm a big Bond fan. Like, as if I fucking name myself. Like, I mean, come on.
All right, that's the sound from here, not me, right? The hiss?
Yeah, it's in this screen, yeah.
Okay, because I'm turning things down, and I'm like, I still hear it, but I hear it lower.
Harry! Stop hissing!
I guess that's
it. I turn around, and there's a fucking cobra right next to me.
Okay, I go.
Nick Van Dyke is like, that's a terrible British accent.
Senator Menendez wants to talk to the president.
Would you like to do the chatterbox with him?
Speaking of, thank you for reminding me. We have a hold on. World premiere from Mike Morse, the chatterbox. tomorrow morning, 9 a.m.
Song is officially called "Do the Chatterbox" and
Do the Chatterbox. Yes,
you'll enjoy it.
Can I dance along with it?
Oh my God, you're not gonna have a choice. Wait till you hear this. It's that good.
Oh my God,
it's that good.
Thank you.
People are saying worldwide, Morse. That's what they're saying. That's
all you need to say. I'm like Beyonce now. I only need one name.
Wasn't Tom Myers on the show when this was played the first time? Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, he was on very early on in Rico. Yeah. We should definitely have him back on again.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's been too long.
I don't know.
Those accents and it's fucking Lindsay Lohan and the Parent Trap, right? I mean, it's... What?
But it's great to see behind the scenes of how that worked, that call. You know, it's like, right. It's amazing. It's like, you just play it and then, you know, whatever. What the fuck is this? I was sitting having tea when I came up with it. Look at him. The fucking snark fuck.
Give me Morse, not less, says the Looney Tunes critic.
Calm down.
All right, here we go. Oh, Stacy's upset. Play it now, you tease. Wait, there. Hold on. We're polishing it up a little bit for you guys.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Wine and sink. They go, all right, well, we'll call you back. So, 2 minutes later, they call us back. And I'm recording.
This is the opposite of Artie telling a story. Right. You know how Artie tells a story? Yeah. This is the complete opposite end of that spectrum is John.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Shuli. Can you back it up just 1 second? Instead I want you to catch what he says here.
I'm on the back of my seat.
So, 2 minutes later, they call us back. And I'm recording. I'm live.
I'm recording. Oh, not my friend in New York, a one-party state, is recording.
Oh!
I'm recording. Shit. And we're live.
Oh! My God, fucking criminal.
Tell Joe and Don to stay out of Discord or else it's time to blunder. You got it, August. You got it. Bob, what's that? What's the snake's name?
Hissy Fitter.
Mr. Roy Destroy, have you ever seen Vince the Lawyer and Greta Thunberg side by side? It's uncanny. Boys, please put that together. Yeah. Thank you.
And they both have decent sized titties.
Ooh, I like that.
She got some big titties there, huh?
Yeah, man. Global warming. Thumbs up. Hamhead, what roast jokes do you think Stuttering John had for the dog wedding?
You two fucking doggy style.
You'll always be a bitch. Thank you. Good night.
On my podcast, just like we are. Mm-hmm. So
who gets loaded at a dog wedding?
I'm
just thinking of, you know, like you're at a dog wedding. Like I'd be like, I want to pay attention. I want to see what the fuck's going on because I'm never coming to one again.
Well, part of me is like, I'm the last guy to defend John. But part of me is like, that's what you're supposed to do at a dog wedding is get fucked up. It's a dog wedding. You're not going to upset the bride or the groom, you know. It's like
that's what I said, Bob. You see, yeah, Cassie.
Yeah, and if you get so drunk you throw up, they'll eat it.
They'll eat it. It's their own cleanup.
Yeah,
he's right.
Tyler was eating grass yesterday, so I know, you know, that he's not feeling his stomach ache or whatever. That right. Dogs do that. Yeah. And he threw up his breakfast and the grass, and then I look around to get, you know, to clean it up, and he starts eating it. I'm like, what the fuck is the matter with you? Mm-hmm. His own puke.
Yeah, they're wild like that.
Yeah,
you know. Apparently,
it's penis. I haven't seen you in a while.
Thank you. apparently, it's okay the second time around. I guess maybe once they throw it up, they get all that bad shit.
I only have to feed them one time a day.
Right. Is it just a lot that one time? His green screen looks like when my dog ate all my green Skittles. I'm waiting for him to pull up a Mersh female cop, female dog cop. Oh, hey, Don.
Oh, hey, Daniel August. Loving your work, by the way.
That's fantastic.
Who can forget this?
Beautiful.
Okay, you know, Mr. Moore, but we have one question. Why is your cell phone area code 818 when Senator Menendez is in New Jersey?
I'm traveling. It changes in the time zones I'm in to the area code, the zip code, whatever the fuck it is.
Right.
But notice none of this story has to do with how he tricked Trump or how Trump said something stupid or how the punchline. It's all like stuff that wasn't, you know, aired where he's like, I had to think on my feet. That's how good this prank call was. But so does anyone who's ever made a prank call. They have to think on their feet.
Right.
He wants credit for shit.
Right. But you have some idea of where you're going with it, which
you have to have an outline. Yeah, right. Absolutely. There's got to be a finish line you're looking across. Yeah.
I mean, they didn't call him first. He tried to call them. So he had to have some sort of idea to make it funny, which obviously didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Look at that. Look at that.
What?
She's got more hair.
Vince and Greta Thunberg side by side. Look at that. That's not bad.
Because we're on holiday.
Oh, God. Can somebody put a cane and a top hat on this motherfucker before I fucking just throw shit around here?
An area code is going to somehow change. You know, when I travel over a board, you know.
Yeah.
Never seen. So, you know, then I'm like, they go, okay, so we'll have the president call you in a little while. Josh, I'm like, there's no way. I mean, I'm the best bullshitter. I mean, I bullshitted my way into fucking every event, doing interviews, you know, for a long time. I can.
So right there, he's telling you, I'm expert level liar. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you
have. Way into
and he's right.
Yeah.
That's, you know? But I don't think, there's no way the fucking president is going to call me.
But they said that he was going to. Why would they say that?
If I'm driving to
Right.
To a date in Beverly Hills.
Right now, this guy's got a look on his face like, $300 for this?
I guess. Man, saw me coming.
I could have bought 8 flannels.
You know, I get a call, and it's a 202 area code, which is, Washington.
Yeah.
And it's for...
Look at him telling the story. It's like he's getting interviewed by that guy behind the actor's thing, you know, the screen or whatever the fuck it is. It's amazing how he's so cocky. It's amazing. Look at him.
Yeah. He's telling a story now by a campfire. Everyone's riveted, you know.
It's like John Lennon getting asked, how do you write Strawberry Fields Forever? And he'd be like, well, I was just, you know, I seen an area code for 202.
The most boring, mundane story ever.
Here's the amazing thing. They said they were going to call back, and they did.
Shocking.
Wow.
So I pick it up. It's Jared Kushner. Swear to God. He goes, hey. Well, he's got a high voice. He goes, hey, this good is one. Jared from
Subway.
Is this Senator Menendez? I go,
yeah. Honey, where's the cold cuts? I'm on the phone with the president's kid.
Give me some gabagool.
Hey.
Okay, I can pull the president out now to talk to you. Or I can have him call you, because he's in a meeting right now. I can have him call you in 20 minutes. And I go, oh, yeah, have him call me in 20 minutes, because I got to figure out how to fuck to tape it, Josh. I mean, the iPhone won't allow you to tape a phone call.
Wasn't he taping already?
Yeah, have him call him back 20 minutes. He goes, all
is
right.
Is that true? You can't tape a phone call in an iPhone?
I think you have to get an app. I don't think you can do screen recording on an iPhone, but it doesn't pick up the audio of a call, I don't think.
You want to talk to him, but I go, well, I had a very long conversation about immigration reform, but I never got any closure. I just want to.
How hilarious is this setup? Am I right, guys?
Wow.
I just want to get some closure on our discussion.
This is a valid question. Is he drunk or did he get his t-shirt? Is the guy on the left Ustas from Mountain Men? Eustace. What the fuck kind of name is that?
I knew a guy in high school whose last name was Eustace, so I think that's the way he pronounced it.
What is Mountain Men?
It's a reality show.
It's what I come to. Mountain Whoops. Men. Hello. Is this on? Fido, son of Lassie from Land of Massive. Hey, Eric, what's happening, buddy? Hey, boys, I should have Blue Song done within a couple days. By the way, I sent an email the other month with hundreds of sound clips for you. Hi, sexy Don.
Oh, hey, Eric Tamori.
Hey. Yeah,
come on, give him a little something.
Yeah, nice, somebody was shy working there. Hard for
us, yeah, come on, let me hear. I want to hear a sexy discount Don. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Eric Tamori.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey,
let's share some cock.
Where'd that come from?
That was not a drop, but it will be.
Let's share it.
Okay.
Okay. I want to share cock too.
Eustace Calhoun.
We'll call you in 20 minutes. Josh, I swear to fucking God.
Just yeah, making shit up.
We know like, it happened. Yeah, okay,
cool. I feel like every time I hit play, it got moved back to him going, so we'll call you back in 20 minutes. They've been saying 20 minutes now for 80 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, spoiler alert. I talked to the president. We know. That's why you're telling the story.
I'm the bullshitter of bullshitters. I mean, I'm the, you know. So... You know, now I'm like, all right, how am I going to tape this? How am I going to do this? So I call my other fucking scumbag friend.
My Elon. Other scumbag friend?
Yeah.
So he's calling himself a scumbag.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Scumbags stick together, my friend.
Yeah.
He may be about to shit on my point.
In Long Island, I go, look.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, oh.
Shut the fuck up, frog.
If the fucking white...
You look like a fool now.
White House calls me. He goes, no
the
way.
Frog.
I go, I'm telling you they're calling me. If they call me in 20 minutes, what I want you to do is record it, and I'm going to say to you, in my bad English accent, yes, senator, are you there? When you say yes, I know you're recording.
Sounds like he sounded like Lamb Chop at the beginning.
He goes, all right, I'll do that. Good. 20 minutes later, I'm right in the...
Again, 20 minutes.
In front of the fucking restaurant in Beverly Hills. The chick's pretty hot. And then I get the call from the fucking Air Force One. And sure enough...
Much like the call, this story's going nowhere.
Yeah. Hello? This is the plane,
is
John.
Sean?
Why the English accent? Who knows? Mm. Knows.
Yes, he needs... Well, we have the president on the phone. Can you get Senator Menendez on the phone? I go, yes, I can. And then I freaking, you know, had to fucking include the call. I'm misspelling because I'm driving. And I get Justin and I go.
But he pulled up. Wasn't he say he was at the restaurant?
Senator, yep. Are you there? And he goes, yes. And I know he's recording. And then I had a 5-minute conversation with Donald Trump about immigration reform.
We got a lot
and
done.
His Supreme Court.
I really felt at the end, is it ever going? Put that back up. That was Torito?
Yeah, look at him.
I got to see this picture.
He's got that mustache now.
Somebody's going door to door selling Wi-Fi. That's what I see. Hey, who you got your electrical with right now? That's what I see him say if somebody opens the door. What if I could lower your bill? Hey, there's a chatterbox. What if I could lower your bill by 30%? What would you say to that?
What are you cooking in there? That smells good. What
I got to take a quick shit. You mind if I come in for a minute?
I'm a little claustrophobic, so I don't like to close the door.
You don't mind, do you? And I take every article of clothing off. Is that all right?
You got any books I can read?
While I'm here, you don't need encyclopedias or a vacuum, do you?
Hey, at Retail Don.
Let's share some cock.
Yeah, there you go. I wish Stuttering John had as much difficulty breathing as he does telling a coherent story. Thank you, Vic. That was beautiful. Let's go.
How cool is that?
That's pretty crazy. That's the prank call the podium. That's pretty epic.
So then, you know, so that night.
So
it
then,
wasn't really a prank call. It was a call.
No.
It was a conversation.
Yeah, it was a conversation about immigration reform.
And he's like, oh, they're fucking
I'd like to thank Senator Menendez. Gave me some great tips. We're going to move forward.
There you go. Mr. President, you realize that was a prank call? Look at Vince. Vince Thunberg.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Put it back out. Put it back out. That's great. Look at his face. Looks just like her. Mm-hmm.
Oh man!
I like that. Go, Mr. President. That was a prank call. He goes, could have fooled me. We got a lot done.
Was edited out, but or maybe it's there on the podcast. But
somebody said, "Fuck Greta the lawyer." Now they're calling Greta the lawyer. Thanks, head chunk.
My friend was like, oh my God. When the call ended, he couldn't believe I could pull this off. So then, like the next day, me and my producer, we're fucking bragging at the pub that I hang out. Hey.
Me and my producer. So him and his producer go get drunk every day. They sit there and you know, tell their tales of conquest and victory.
We just pranked the president, man. We got him on our. No one. Believe me.
After they heard it, they still didn't believe him. They go, this is not a prank call, John. Sorry to break it to you.
Nobody, John. And that's the best part.
At least yell Baba Booey at the end.
Yeah. I like when the guy laughs with his echo.
Guys, it says, bragging about a felony.
Yeah.
I like the way he does that. Yeah, he does that. Follow Florida Neck Road to direct access. Ego Peak. Wow. Who did that? Let me guess.
From the Chuckster.
Yeah, I was going to say, gotta be Chuckster.
Florida Neck.
Yeah.
Florida Neck. Florida Neck.
Should we tease what we're going to be watching later tonight?
Frog? Sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
You want to play clip? Just that one clip?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I mean, it's so tough because it's so great.
It's
it's the members. Yeah, let's show them.
Let's give them a little something. A
taste.
I got to find it. Give me a second here.
We should listen to that prank call. Did we ever listen to that on
here? I don't think so.
I don't think we should. We
is it shorter than the story?
Oh, it's gotta be
a lot.
Gotta be. Wow. Hold on. Let me get to Mule's page here.
Mule's got his own page. Holy shit.
Yeah. Gary Mule page in green. Okay, here we go. This is off of Mule's. This is off of Mule's Hog last night.
Okay.
This is John last night. We'll be watching this tonight. But this is, get ready. Oof. Get ready. Oh.
No, Big Black. Is he dressed in white? No, you left the item to John, and I concluded that John is not a narcissist. But answering questions, I don't know, Big Black. Is, what the? Enough with the scrolls. I don't know, Big Black. That beautiful.
Scrolls.
Enough with the scrolls.
Answering questions, not to specify anything until the person that's questioning you actually tells you what you did
lately.
And I think I'm onto something. I think I figured out what his personality disorder actually is that leads him to act the way that he does. Because we all watch John.
Oh my God. Is Carl joking here? Is he now claiming he is coming on to John's alleged personality disorder, which isn't true,
it does.
That he's a nut.
Looney Tunes says he's getting dizzy. It does feel like it does feel like a Blair Witch Project filmed by Mule.
Narcissist?
His mule on a, Josh from Jersey said his mule on a houseboat.
I heard what you said, dues payer. Bob will pay for what you said in Rochester. Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. You should come to the show in case it rains. You can cover the building, you giant fuck.
Yeah.
I'll see you in hell.
2018, I think, was the first time we were doing the show. And I went, oh, this is like a dumb, crazy person. And that's not really a great diagnosis of what the actual issue is there. So now I think I'm starting to hone in on a little bit back. Hold on, I got to play that again.
There we go. God.
That's exactly that.
Buckle up.
Gotta watch, Bob. Look close.
There we go.
Bob's try even. Holy shit. How brutal was that?
Wow.
Oh my God. Oh,
oh God.
Come on, man.
Give me a one shot, please, Frog. Give me a one shot. Thank you. All right. It's over. It's over. We got past it. Nothing makes Mike laugh harder than Bob Dryden. All right. Look at it. That kills me. Oh, my God. Wow. Bob, run. So that's a little of what we're going to be dealing with tonight. John loves cum. It's pouring out of him. He loves it so much. Brutal. Thank you, Mule, our reporter out in the field. Thank you.
We got to find out what movie has a guy just the upper shot of him coming like this when somebody's blowing.
oh, and then have John just go bleh. Or I was thinking put this head like that thing that when it poured out of his mouth, put it on the fly on Jeff Goldblum when he's throwing up on the food.
Oh my God, Woody from Syracuse named it.
What do you name it? Where'd it go? Woody.
Brennan Backwash.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
I love
breaking
that.
News. Beep, 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 beep. Breaking news.
What up?
Speaking of Brennan, I just thought I would show you this. Things are going so badly. Over at MLC, they can't even afford their C anymore.
What do you mean?
Oh man. Oh. Misery loves. What does it love? Nobody knows. Oh. Damn.
Nothing.
Here's a puzzler. Thank you, She Beast from Tahitian Village. More annoying, Greta or Vince?
Put up a poll.
Okay, put up a poll, Frog. I like that. If you don't mind. That call really relaunched me. Look at me now. It's John bragging about the Trump call. Relaunched me. After watching part one, I told my wife on the phone, okay, sweetheart, you bring the wine. I got the weed. She never came home. Thanks, John. Yanks, remember how Stuttering John used the heat from this prank call to resurrect his career? Hopefully he uses the same effort to resurrect his life one day.
Uh-huh.
I think both will end up in the same spot. Cherry pie director's cut for Stacey Allen, please, Brug. If you will.
Eat my cherry pie. Yeah. I can't.
That's for you, Miss Stacey Allen, in the building and running the Discord. My God.
Yeah.
Put it all together, Bob. Pull it together, Bob. Be a professional.
Yeah. I am, motherfucker.
He is.
I can't fucking deal with stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mouth, nose.
I chew tobacco and can't spit that much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild. Dang Lizard, good to see you, buddy. Few people know it, but Stuttering John suggested human-sized mouse traps at the border filled with weed to catch beaners. He cut it because Trump called him a racist.
Oh, no.
I like that Trump called him racist. Ever crank your harg? Thanks for the gifted membership, Jose. Hey, oh, man.
He got it. He's been a member for a long time.
Yeah, 11 months coming up on a year. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody that's gifted and super chatting. You guys are the best, man. Let's get back into this.
When people think, you know, like disbelieve.
It's like, well, because you're the best bullshitter, so they're like, are you bullshitting?
What I don't bullshit about.
No, no.
Like, I wouldn't lie about it.
That's Luigi Greenberg, the great.
Unbelievable, these people.
Facts, unless I'm trying to get laid. I'm just trying to.
It's
so I.
It gets me every... And then after that, he goes, but anyway.
I'm going to bring the room down a little bit, if that's okay, guys.
So do we get, no one believes us. Not only the people at the pub. I'm in touch with all my friends who are reporters. I'm fucking emailing Huffington Post.
You know what? If you told a friend something like that, which is a little wild.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, I just landed on the moon.
Right.
They would believe you. But yeah. why would people you know not believe you?
Interesting.
Because he's a world-class bullshitter.
Yes.
He said it. That's your words, John, not ours.
Hold up your belt, motherfucker. Nobody's taking this. The world champion.
Here's the audio. Josh, not one fucking platform would believe me.
That says a lot.
So my producer, I can't believe we pulled off like this great prank and nobody fucking believes us. And then somehow, somewhere, Politico.com, you know, comes out with a
story.
Don't
need the .com.
But it's funny how he goes, then somewhere, someone, like he doesn't remember. Then he names exact first site. Like he remembers every minute of this day.
The White House is scrambling to figure out how a comedian was able to
That's a
call
great book.
The president on Air Force One. Then.
What, well, you had somebody else on the phone?
What's that, Bob?
Yeah, he had another person on the phone.
Yeah, he had.
Comedian.
Well, if he was reaching out to these media sites, if he had just supplied the audio,
right?
Why wouldn't they believe him?
Yeah.
Imagine getting an email. You're at a news site or whatever. You get an email. And it's like, hey, I just pranked the president. And that's all it says. You go, all right. Well, I'm not replying to this fucking loser.
Well, we can make up a thing. Us, you know, call him Biden.
Sure.
And send it to the news.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Right. With AI, we can get away with that.
That's some cook in the White House a little while ago.
Right. Yeah, NORAD was scrambled. Yeah, exactly. All hands on deck.
Fucking TV show everywhere. Talking about. Isn't that the greatest?
Dude, that's pretty epic. Man. Wow. No regrets, right? No regrets.
And then, Josh, you know. So.
Bin Laden had better fucking audio in a cave.
It really is.
Wow. No regret.
Producer are celebrating at the pub. I get home, and two kids are in front of my door. You know, the kids love me, you know, in my neighborhood. You know,
what?
Ew.
And they go, John, there were two Secret Service people knocking on your door. I go, no way. I go, how would the kids know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the whole thing is like kids love hanging out around me. Like you're a guy who drinks day and night. Right. Why would kids love hanging around with you? And
so he can buy them beer.
Right. Mm. And yeah, and he never, or maybe they buy him beer.
Probably the other way around. Yeah. They just give him the cash and he goes and gets it.
Yeah. He never mentioned anything about kids other than this. So, you know.
No. Very weird to bring that up.
Yeah.
Secret Service. you know, he and she goes, because they had badges. And they were in.
Okay, they showed the badges to kids. Okay, they're not going to say they're Secret Service. They don't say that. They come for the person that they're looking for. They don't say, hey, we're the Secret Service to kids.
Trust me, Bob knows.
Yeah. He said, are you? And I said, yes. And they go, can we come in and talk to you? I said, of course you can. You like some coffee? I'm gonna spit on my floor.
Yeah, I was gonna say some comedians just spit on their own floor. I never understood that.
Oh, really? Oh, fuck. So now I know I'm fucked. The Secret Service now wants to fuck. I mean, who knows what the penalty is? I don't know what the penalty.
Well, you said it was 6 years,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They send you to comedy school. They go, here's learn how to be funny on a prank call.
Well, he must have a good lawyer because he got out of that community.
He
service.
Sure did.
Yeah. Now read this book, How to Become a Middler. And when you're done with that, let us know. We're going to come back and see if you learned anything.
So then I get a call from my agent, which, by the way, is more unbelievable than getting through to the president is actually to get a call from my agent.
Well, that's weird. So, that's weird to say.
And also not funny. You know, I think that was his goal in saying that, but I'm sure there's truth to it. I mean, what's your agent supposed to call you with just to see how you're doing? Hey, man, I saw a cloud. It kind of looked like you. Call me back. It's your agent.
How are the kids in your neighborhood doing?
I seen anyone? A cloud in the air that was doing nothing in the weekend like you.
Talk to you later. It's your agent. Bye. Anyone think John was the reception entertainment? Oh, for the dog wedding?
Oh,
that's funny. Not one journalist felt this was Pulitzer worthy. Mm. Strange. Thanks for all the laughs, fellas. Thank you, Vic. Thanks for the 2 months, buddy. What is this?
It is a crime to impersonate an elected official.
Oh, damn. Wow.
But I think this just goes to show, like, when he talks about them going after Carl and Vinny and all that, how seriously this kind of thing's taken. He actually got through to the president pretending to be a senator and wasn't prosecuted. So
there you go. Yeah. There you go. So what you're saying is they'll make an example out of Carl and Moonhead. That's what I think you're saying.
They'll get lucky.
They'll get lucky. They'll dodge this bullet. After seeing that clip, Stuttering John is the new cum pig.
Yes.
I think he's more cum pig junior. I don't take that title away from Anthony.
No, he worked hard.
Yeah. Mr. Majestic, member for 5 months. Why doesn't this guy point out how bombed Stuttering John is? He can't not notice, could he? He's trying to be nice.
Yeah.
He paid for this guy. Plus, he's probably a fan, so he knows if he starts goofing on John, he's gone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know? Or maybe he even enjoys it. I don't know.
What if John is the cum hard?
She goes, you have to call the Secret Service. And they go, all right. So I call Secret Service.
Wait a minute. I'm telling y'all, John had a wedding roast thing he started. Yeah, I remember that. The dog wedding was a gig.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Any poodles here?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Shows up here. Stop licking your balls. Thank you. How's everybody doing tonight? Wow. If he did a dog roast, I mean, I will pay top dollar for that audio or video.
Look at that. We mentioned that and he's fucking here. He's a good follow on fucking Twitter.
Yeah, dude. He's out there. Mm-hmm. I like it.
At the pub, and they go, I go, okay, so what? We need you to come downtown. I go, all right, why?
Okay, why is everything downtown like in a movie? It could be anywhere, you know what I mean? We need you to come, you know, to our office. We need you, you know, they don't say downtown. They haven't said that since 1940.
Hold on.
You're going downtown, I tell you. You're going to take the fall for this.
Yeah, wedding roast scam was all Adam Hunter. Have him do all the work and John take credit for everything. Let me tell you something about Adam Hunter. He's a brilliant, brilliant roast and joke writer. I mean, phenomenal. Been doing it for years. So I could totally see, you know, John not doing a fucking thing and Adam doing everything.
And he changed his first name to the coolest name ever.
What?
Pussy. Pussy hunter, motherfucker.
Pussy hunter is good. Here's my card. Thank you.
Arrest me or do you want to interview me? We can't tell you that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I go, excuse me. Yeah. I go, should I get an attorney?
They go, we can't tell you that. Yeah.
Did you?
See, the story keeps going. So I called Michael Avenatti.
I called Michael Avenatti.
He was in prison, so I had to call somebody else.
He tries to be so Italian when he mentions an Italian name or something.
Yeah, yeah, let's go back. I got to hear that again. You're right.
I called Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti, who's like, you know, a media whore. He was the one that represented Stormy Daniels.
Okay, that's who I thought that was. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, he immediately goes, I'll take it. And then he fucking calls the Secret Service and goes, okay, what do you want to do with my client? Do you want to arrest him? They go, no. He goes, can I have that in writing? They go, no.
Forever.
He goes, well, he ain't coming then. And it ended.
That's it?
Because they didn't want to be embarrassed anymore.
No. Oh, no.
I mean, because if they kept going with it, you know.
They didn't want to be embarrassed.
They wanted him to come down because they would have arrested him. They can't come and arrest him because they're not going to do that, you know. But if you walk in there, they will arrest you.
So yeah, if you're in trouble, they're not going to ask you to take an Uber down and they'll get the receipt and they'll pay you back for it. They'll come get you.
They're just going to bust your balls.
Yeah.
He texts me, goes, Dad, you can't get arrested because apparently if you impersonate a member of Congress for monetary reasons.
John, wake up. What the fuck? Holy shit.
For monetary reasons. Is that what that law said? You can't impersonate for monetary reasons or just you can't impersonate?
Now, welcome to my world. When you hear him say something, you just instantly know it's bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Federal law makes a crime to falsely represent oneself or a federal agent or employee with intent to deceive or intimidate others.
His intent was to deceive the president.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. No mention of any other monetary shit or any of that. Nice try.
Getting money off the call. So they.
So there is a related offense. Impersonating coupled with demanding or obtaining something of value. But that's a secondary thing.
Correct. You don't need to do that to get in trouble for it.
Right. So he didn't put it on his YouTube, you're saying?
No.
Oh, God, you're right, Bob. He did.
He did? I'm just asking. Okay, I'm just
He
asking.
Played it on his podcast, so technically he profited from it.
Wow. Yeah.
Does it say what the penalty is for that?
3 years in prison.
Okay.
Whoa.
And they make you host a dog wedding.
And they make you host it. And they shave your shoulders down to make it straighter.
Maybe that apartment in Canoga Park's part of the deal. It's like, listen, if you stay in this shithole for 3 years, we'll just let it roll.
Oh my God. That's great that they're fucking. Oh, look at, hold on. Where's over? No one is too small to make a difference. Wow. Look at that.
God. Horrible.
Okay. Dude.
Cole, Carmen, I'm glad you're enjoying this because you're probably the only one in this fucking chat room. Josh, are you just starting this?
I am.
We haven't worked out all the bugs yet, but I think we're going to be all right.
Appreciate you being up here, John. Like a lot.
Dude, I'm enjoying myself. You know what? I was a little worried, as you know, because I was like, oh, fuck, I got a wedding to go to. And I was like, well, I'm going to be half in a bag. But I said, who cares?
Wait, he didn't go to the wedding yet?
No, he went to the wedding.
Okay, because he said, I have a wedding to go to.
Well, he was saying, like, he was worried he was going to miss this because he had a wedding to go to.
And is this how he dresses? Even if it's a dog wedding, you wear a
especially if you're being hired to, let's say this was a dog roast that they're doing. Yeah. You're being hired to roast.
But anybody like this, acting like this, drunk like this, and you're at your wedding, you're like, why did I invite this person?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vince, you should worry about what outfit he wears to weddings. Don't mm-hmm. worry about what comics wear on stage. Jesus.
You see?
Fuck yeah. Question. So I've been watching some of your videos, and I noticed you talk.
Look at the finger. Look at how much better it looks. I mean, it's not good, but yeah. it's not where it is today.
The whole hand looks a little healthier.
Yeah, yeah.
Much better.
It's not. I mean, but I like that. Here's look. You say we're never complimentary of you. Yeah. Mike just said his whole hand looks pretty healthy here, yeah. which that's a compliment not too many people get.
But it does look fake. It looks fake still.
Yeah. Right.
That doesn't look like a that looks like a goof.
It looks like those rubber hands they hit with the hammer and you feel it in your real hand. It just looks clean, not bad. You know what, Josh? You're 100% right. I don't know what I'm thinking. And it's not even that clean if you look at the nail in the middle.
Dogs
finger.
Are probably licking it. That's why it's so clean. They love shit.
Major Richard Ojeda.
Yes.
I've known about him for a little bit ever since he ran for what position did he run for?
State senator. Yes. Well, he was state senator, army major. Scare! Oof.
That's what you need, John.
He.
Are you drinking, Josh?
I am. I am. I'm drinking a beer from Deschutes.
Cheers.
I'll talk right over you.
What's your answer? Don't care. Skol is the Danish cheers.
It ran for 11 seasons in Denmark.
That's a great joke. Yeah, you should. That was a good one.
Sorry, they have Skol in Copenhagen as chewing tobaccos. It's like, it's Danish.
So they're different?
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting. Yes,
I'm
Jesus.
Danish. And.
No, you're drunk.
Yeah.
You know, I will tell you the reason why they say Skol. Because the Vikings used to drink.
Get ready, get Google ready, frog. Here we go.
Drink out of skulls, and Skol is the Norse
Skol.
Skol.
Okay.
Why is that funny?
Hey, we're having a good time, aren't we, Josh? Like, you know,
we are. So,
oh, this is golden for all my trolls. Oh, stuttering John got.
So Skol is Danish for bowl.
For bowl, right.
Yes.
Not cheers.
And they've been using it as a chant at the Minnesota right. Vikings since 1961.
Right. So whenever you drink, just yell from now on, everybody just yell out, bowl!
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 Go bowling, and when you release the ball, yell, bowl!
Bowl! Bowl! Bull. What an idiot. He's been yelling bull this whole time over and over again every time he drinks. Plate. He just chug it. Bull. Bull, everybody. Paper plate. You two are going to make a beautiful couple. Paper plate, everyone. Paper plate. Everybody.
If I were you, I'd post.
Oh, I remember him in the NBA. Remember Manute Skol? Remember him in the NBA?
Yeah, he was really good.
Hey, look.
This is attempt number three to light that joint, by the way.
I was going to say, is that a different one?
Yeah. Josh from Jersey said, let's smoke some Skol.
Yeah. Pack my Skol, will you, brother? Thank you. Is anyone else disturbed that he had gooey mouthful after attending a dog wedding? Mm. I mean, disturbed? Yes. Surprised? No. I started a book of Rev Proverbs. First entry, there is plenty of crunt in the sea. Second, everything after now is the past. I smell bestseller. Yeah, truth. Man. Let me tell you something. The first shirt we ever made for Miserable Men was right after this sentence came out of Bob's mouth. The future is coming. Mm-hmm. And that's a shirt.
It really is.
Nobody can deny that. Today's edition, if you fuck a kid in the woods, does it make a noise? I need to preface that he was talking about a female teacher on that one. Yeah, absolutely. When he says, you know, Hulk smash retard is how I feel. Yeah, it's not. I'm the same way. He goes, let's see. When he's looking, oh, it's got the engineer's battle cry, bulk. This is a bold statement, but this might be the douchiest version of Stuttering John ever. And think about it. Yeah. That's the version that everybody at his bars gets to see. So that's the guy they get to hang out with. Yes. Bob, why are you doing a show with the bald midget Vince? Mike Oha. Thank you for the $2.
Why not?
There you go. Hmm. Let's go.
It's puff, puff, pass, up, puff, puff, pause, and then they go out.
I thought that was his mic he was talking.
Derek wears a skull head vodka and it's a bottle of skull. I have seen that shit, James.
What the fuck is going on?
But I'm half Danish, I'm half Puerto Rican.
Oh, wow.
How about you?
He sucks at smoking weed. I've never seen. Look at this. You got to see. First of all, he looks like. It looks ridiculous. But watch him hit this fucking. Watch him hit this thing.
Dinner.
This is like how you know a cop has infiltrated the network is when you see him try to light this joint like this.
I have seen that.
Barely lit.
Yeah.
Blows all
but
of it
I'm
out.
I'm half Danish, I'm half Puerto Rican.
Do it. Oh, do the joke.
How about you?
You're from, you're originally from New York, New Jersey?
Yes, that's where a lot of Danish people are.
I just stepped in it.
What?
Listen to me. You never tell a New Yorker.
Oh God!
They're from New Jersey. Nobody wants to be
from Long Island, John.
So I had it right the first time.
Also, half of New Jersey is from New York.
Exactly.
Right.
It's right to me.
Right.
Statue of Liberty's ass is facing Jersey.
Look at him. He took one hit.
New Yorker would move to New Jersey.
And he put it away. How'd you?
Long Island. Long Island.
Right.
You know, it's
like, its own thing.
It's not really New York. New York is New York.
Thank you.
LA now?
Add that to the book, Rev Fugly.
Exactly.
New York Manhattan. Is New York. Yeah.
Staten Island is more fucking New York than Long Island, and so is Brooklyn.
Oh, Chris Popke, I'm with you. I could totally go for half a Danish right now.
Yeah, as soon as my son, you know, my youngest son graduates from high school in 2.5 years, I'll probably move to, like, Florida or, you know, go where, you know, what is it, God's waiting room, you know?
Miami, that's what I hear.
Yeah, you know, it's, I don't know, like, it's so much cheaper than L.A., you know? I mean, you're in Oregon, it's probably pretty cheap there, right?
Dox. He was even doxing him 2 years ago. But like, why do you need to say where he's from?
You can tell by the fucking shirt he has on.
Yeah,
you know?
You can tell by how high he is. He's somewhere where it's legal.
No, he didn't even finish painting up to the top because he was so stoned. He was like, I'm just going to end it here.
God damn it. I ran out of paint. We're just going to leave the ceiling the way it is. Maybe they won't notice. Like, he has the echo in every facet of life. As soon as he gets off, he still has it.
What do you do for a living? Because it's obviously not this. You got three.
Wow. Nice.
Oh, no. I have another full-time job. So this is I push him off on a broom at the moment.
At the what?
Yeah.
No, I do. I'm a
the guy goes, I push a mop and a broom. John goes, come on, you're not that fucking pathetic.
Let me humiliate you a little more.
All right. I'm warmed up. I'm in roast mode. Don't tell me stuff like that.
I'm a custodian.
For what, a school?
Look at the disgust on his face. For what, a school?
Yeah, I just called the German Shepherd I just called the German Shepherd a K-Nazi, okay?
No, for different contracts around the city.
Are you really?
Yeah. The fuck would he lie about that?
It's at night.
It's a pretty weird job to lie about. I'm on the spot. What am I going to do? What should I tell him? I'm a custodian for random places in L.A.
Actually, I interview has-beens. Oh, wait. Then this is his job.
Right, I don't have to deal with a lot of people.
So how the fuck were you able to afford me to come on your show?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Hey, dude, I don't care. I'm having a fun time with you.
Are they hiring?
Yeah, really.
Good. You know, what particular strain are you smoking on?
God bless you.
He doesn't know. He doesn't even know what his fucking motorcycle. He doesn't know anything.
Bless you, my friend. Music. So you're a huge music guy. Obviously, you played in the band.
The question you forgot was what particular strain I'm smoking. I don't know. I got this thing. It's, I don't know.
But it's his favorite kind. Free.
It's like, you know, I don't know. Fuck.
I know.
It makes your fingernails dirty.
Why read it and give him the answer? Just keep saying, I don't know.
It's like,
while holding the answer in your hand. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. It'll tell me, it'll tell you exactly what you want to know, but I don't know.
Yeah, just make believe somebody gave it to you without saying it.
Right.
You know, somebody handed it to him.
Right. I don't know. I can't read. Yeah, I don't know what it says.
Does it matter?
I don't know.
Yeah. Look at the top of the cap. That's where it'll say what's straight. Idiot.
This is like the first radio. If you put this in black and white with the little light, it's the first television show ever, like an interview show. And it would just be, you know.
You put those round radio microphones in front of them, black and white. Yeah. Look just like it.
Where are you here? Well, they're filming a show here. It's called What the Fuck Is Going On?
You know, pissing me off.
Do you smoke on the regular or just weekends?
Every night.
What? Hypocrite!
What?
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Nice.
Come home.
I only smoke in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you have your life together.
You smoke on the regular or just weekends?
Every night. Come home.
Every night? Nice.
Come home, have a beer or two, smoke, play Jeopardy.
A beer or two.
And then, you know, then go Wheel of Fortune and, you know, want to jerk off to Vanna White. But then Pat Sajak is such a boner killer because he tries to be funny every minute and he's the most.
Okay, so can I just say this? At first, I'm like, he's doing a lame bit. But the fact that he's saying that Pat Sajak's a boner killer because he's trying to be funny. Not that he keeps popping up on the screen.
Yeah.
Right.
He's 100% being honest here. Oh, yeah. Have you ever stroked it to a game show?
No.
Besides Tic Tac Toe with Wig Martindale?
It's like Bill Cullen. But
Ray Combs was a personal favorite of mine. Rest in peace.
Bob Eubanks, hey.
Spade and neuter your pets. Yeah, you son of a bitch. Yeah.
Funniest person in the world. Pat Sajak. Shut the fuck up.
Whoa.
Hot take, Johnny. Shots fired at Pat Sajak.
Better get your boxing gloves, Sajak.
I'll meet you at the New Yorker, New Yorker.
I gotta be honest. I haven't watched Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune in so long.
But when I did, I came like a mule. So I get it.
Look, John's about to get himself in a headlock.
John, just tap. It'll be over. Just tap.
Is Vanna White still on there?
Josh, here's the thing. How old are you? You know, like
I'm 44.
How close was I? Well, I'll tell you.
Ugh.
As a man, I'm 56, right? The thing that I tell people,
don't be like me,
is that the best thing to do is to, like, keep working your brain to ward off Alzheimer's.
Word earth.
I agree.
So that's what I do. I mean, I love Jeopardy. I love, like, any puzzle. You know, anything. I love
any puzzle. So he's not going to read a book or anything. He's just going to keep watching game shows. That's his education.
And nobody's ever gone in to get checked for Alzheimer, and they go, name every continent.
Listen, we're going to run a series of tests. The first one is an audio daily double. We're going to need to see where you're at mentally. Or we can go in this room and it's potpourri. We'll see what kind of test pops up. Ooh, or you can take what's behind exam room door number one.
Ooh, you didn't answer in the form of a question. Sorry.
Yeah.
Put him in a hole. My God.
Chess player? What?
What?
Are you a chess player?
Yes.
So no, you're not.
There's no way.
No,
chess.
You are not.
There's no way.
I would love for him to actually go, okay, we all sit down and watch Jeopardy. You know, we put money on it, you know. And if he aces it, then he gets all the money. He gets all the money. And then we play chess with him. I don't play
chess. This is a brilliant idea, okay? 500 a person. We put it all in the middle, and we play Jeopardy. John, us. Oh, we got to do this. We got to do it.
What am I
going to
do
winner,
with all that money, though?
And then the winner takes all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Winner takes all. There you go.
And then we bring the boxing ring, and then we box right after it.
Yeah, that's final Jeopardy, is with weapons.
Literal Jeopardy.
Fatal Jeopardy.
Backgammon. You know, Trivial Pursuit, doesn't matter.
What?
Trivial Brigitte, I believe, is what he said.
That's what we do in New York. We play.
J-Dad. Game idea. Melendez Monopoly. It's no fair. You own all the dirt. Sorry. That's why they call it a monopoly.
Boardwalks is 500 square foot studio apartment.
Yeah. Why is the apartment so small on the board here?
And the car is like a little shitty car that you move around.
It's an Uber car.
He's in the back. There's somebody in the back seat moving around.
Don't pass blow. I like that. Don't pass blow.
Yeah. But it doesn't even mean. That's why I'm doing it, because it's not. I just love it.
So you just lied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm still in John Monopoly, where it's like, Vince just doxed your boardwalk apartment. Everybody's coming to it. Pay everyone $25. Car on cinder blocks.
There's no I in because he never uses one.
Yeah. Well, there's instead of an iron, it's a bottle of Ensure. You know, that's one of the pieces. Free parking behind John's car at the pub. Oh, I love this. I love this.
Next week, dog's coming over.
Go directly to fail.
Oh my God! We gotta make this. We gotta have that zombie guy that had that made the witchcraft.
the zombie guy who made the witchcraft.
It is witchcraft. You know it, but make him. He can make a Monopoly board, but like with
and we can, scary, a, we can have a. We can have. We can have a Vince piece. We just use the thimble, so we don't have to change it.
Yeah. Put a hat on it.
Put a hat on it. Oh, my God. This would be the greatest game.
Easy parking at the comedy club. Do not pass school. Oh, my God. I love it.
This could be the greatest game ever.
Yeah.
I love it. We got to get on that.
See, this is why we shouldn't discuss these things on the air.
Huh? What's he going to do? Run after us? He's in a wheelchair. We got this. Don't worry about it.
Give him a flat and move on.
All we got to do is run upstairs, dude, and he's fucked.
Yeah, come down from up there. You think you're tough? Come on.
Boardwalk. That was fucking great. Oh, that's great.
I'm a firm believer that the brain is a muscle. You have to constantly work it out.
So it was comedy writing. Like, you got to always. I mean, I watch Jeopardy and I.
What?
Child support payment due. Pay each player $200.
I set him up with a line today that it's going to drive him crazy. And what? Just put, can you put the audience on mute so I can tell you? Oh, I'll put it in the chat.
You want me to mute the audience?
I don't know how you can do it.
I don't have that kind of power.
Everybody, shut the fuck up. Hold your ears, man. Hey, guys, earmuffs. Everybody, guys, earmuffs.
Cover your ears one second. Don't listen to this part.
Everybody click out of the stream and give us a come back in.
Okay, now what?
What is it?
Just put it in the private chat right here.
I am doing it.
No, not the text.
He doesn't get it, Mike. He's never going to understand.
Just whisper it. I'm just whisper it. I'm listening.
Say in pig Latin.
Can you put the audience on mute? Yeah, that's what you hear here.
Okay.
Here.
I just sent it.
John Doe said leave the room and come back in.
All right. You go look at it. I said. He's going to lose his mind. He's going to lose his mind. And he doesn't understand what the game is. The game is to get the reaction. You know what I mean? But I guarantee he's going to be screaming about it. Screaming about it.
That's really funny. I didn't even pick up on that. That was good.
Yeah.
See some, then I'll be tweeting out like some joke, you know. Because. You know, I love writing jokes.
You should try it.
Stop it with me with the laugh. The funny thing, John,
it cracks me up every time.
That's not even Bob laughing. They have to put a thing. I mean, he gets so mad over it. It's fucking.
Even Robin's laughing at him.
Do you want me to say what it is? I mean, it'll probably come up on tonight's show.
No, just save it. Save it. Let's see if he bites.
He will. There's no doubt.
Yeah, of course he will.
Oh, he's going to clamp down on that one.
You guys will be happy about it later. Don't worry. Mm-hmm.
Still hurt you.
Yeah. I'm performing in Cabo.
What?
On the 18th.
Cabo or Hobble?
A hovel. I'm performing at home in my hovel.
Club at the Hard Rock Hotel. Nice. And I promise you I won't be this drunk and stoned, but I will I will certainly be partying after every show. Nice. This is who you're going to get.
Cheers to that.
Choo, 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 choo.
Glad to meet you. Won't you guess my name?
Hoot hoot. Thank you.
That was great. Thank you for sharing some stories with us. That was fun.
So who are these people? Do you know them?
Who are these people?
Relatives, Carmen, Stevie.
No, they're audience members from the HAPS platform. I have no family in here at all. I don't think any of my family knows I'm doing.
Jesus Christ, this guy's bumming me out. He's a custodian. Nobody in his family watches or supports him. What the hell is going on?
Married?
Divorced, actually.
I was going to say, happily hot. Married.
I don't remember this at all, but he's going to say, was she hot? Can I see a picture?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or he'll go, did she look like somebody famous? Who did she look like that's famous?
For going on two years.
Kids?
Four.
Oof. Wow. Holy shit.
Somebody sobered up.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, snapper questions. Thank you, wild card.
Yes. So what does that mean? I mean, like, hold on a second.
It means it's one more kid than three, John, is what that means.
Four kids and you're 44.
Yeah.
When did you have your first kid? When you were 12?
What?
What an asshole.
What? What?
What was your second kid at 15?
So my first child was born when my ex-wife was 18. She's actually my stepdaughter. We got married when I was 25.
What?
She was 22 at the time. Yes.
So Saturn stereo.
I know, it really is. Hey, Joseph Silva, $1.99, brother. Have you lost your mind, dog?
Wow, somebody got a good refund.
I love it. Good for you. Stuttering John, you're the one. John last was, he was bragging about how he jammed with Joe Walsh. The truth is, my friend has a vintage guitar shop and knows Walsh very well. When I told him that, I probably hung out with him more recently than he has. Stuttering John played his awful song and said, I should send him $100 to apologize. Oh, never.
Man. Never.
Fucking, you rock, Silva. You fucking rock.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, I love that. Go fuck yourself, John. What do you think of that? USMC 79. Please show Bob the Brazilian elevator to sky prank. It'll be epic on YouTube. They spent money on it.
What is this? Or,
I don't know.
A Brazilian elevator.
Yeah, find that one. Have it ready.
There's
for
no
tomorrow.
Hair on it.
keep the pool boy away from Gina tomorrow, Rev. Rev Fugly. Checking
Thursday.
In.
Thursday.
Could a Bobisms book outsell Ha Ha History? By the way, still available on Amazon. Thank you,
yes,
Delco
it
Chris.
It definitely yes. could.
May I help you light that roasted canoe, officer? it was lit so horribly. Atlantic Records, National Lampoon, The Tonight Show, three legendary brands ruined once exposed to the stench of him. Love that. Happy Valley Wrecking Crew. Thank you. I used to jack to Trebek. R.I.P. Sajak is 1,000 times funnier than John. Yes, 100%. Hey, Yanks, I beat the cock to beat the clock. Let's go. So I go. I hate that. I'll take 500 for Florida neck, Alex. I'd rather give you guys 200 than him 20. We love you, brother. Thank you, man. Thank you, dude.
I was in the military for a little bit. Moved around quite a bit. So yeah. That's why I'm also a fan of Richard Ojeda.
So what'd you get, a dishonorable discharge?
Whoa.
No, I did 14 and a half years, finished up my...
What a fucking piece of shit. Like, why would you ask that?
Yeah. Would you be mad if somebody asked Sergeant Major?
Army Major? Yeah.
Sergeant Major, whatever.
Sergeant Army Major guy, whatever his name is.
He would be so mad. Somebody put that in there the next time.
Yeah.
And see, watch him flip out.
I didn't like the way our military, or not so much our military, our country moves to just fight.
I'm just not a fan of Big Brother kind of police me and tell me what does that make sense? No, there's an echo still. Okay, got it.
All the time, I needed something else in my life, so I got out.
You know, but Josh, I don't know how you did it. I really don't know how you did it, but I actually like you.
Did you have a bloody discharge?
he got one from the military.
That's great.
No, I actually like you. If you're ever in L.A., you
come. Oh, God.
Oh, you cocksucker. Shit.
That's the first thing he's going to do when he gets to L.A. You know what I mean? Oh, my fucking Lord.
Aku, thank you. Tom Gully Show starts at 7. Let's go. Support our buddy Tom Gully. Support all our buddies, man. Looney Tunes. My Lost Interest, Franklin Scheckler, Luigi, who can forget this? Chuckster, everybody. Who?
Geek Chorus,
yeah.
Space Chief,
thank you.
The Frog. So many.
Anyhow.
If you're ever here, I'll take you out for a few pints.
Oh, hell yeah. I do plan on coming down the LA area eventually.
If you're ever in LA, show me photos of your kids.
I'm like the nicest motherfucker in the world. What happened with your wife that you got divorced? You got sick of fucking her. Be honest.
John,
I think she got
like
sick
you.
Of fucking me, to be the truth.
Well, I don't blame him.
The alligator laugh. Dude, yeah. Put up the alligator picture because that's yeah. What it is.
No, but what happened? What ended your marriage?
None of your fucking business, asshole.
Judge.
I think we grew apart over time. A lot of influence and interference.
That's the thing I use when people ask me. So don't use the fucking ambiguous answer. What happened?
Her mom interjected herself way too much in our marriage and caused too much destruction that... it made me angry all the time. Ex-wife didn't like me being angry all the time.
Very honest and very thoughtful answer.
Yeah.
It's a laugh.
Yeah. Her mother-in-law was not a fan of the Echo. I told her I couldn't fix it, and she just interjected herself way too much.
LB Dirtbag, this guy's mic has Lou Gehrig's disease.
It really does.
It was her mother that was doing it? And what did she say?
Just get over it.
I get your whole story now. Josh, I'm not going to tell you here, but I have a somewhat similar story.
Huh.
Yeah. Although it doesn't involve
anything to do with it.
a mother-in-law involves a friend. Oh. Okay, thanks for watching the Josh podcast.
Washing.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to dry us. We'll see you next week.
He's pickled on said.
Come back next time. When John
next time, Josh fills story, his entire life broke up his life marriage. On halves.
Look at how happy he is to be saying something he thinks is funny.
So how do I get out?
Cheers.
So how do I get out of here? He says, I'm trapped. Help.
What's that?
Skull, Josh.
Skull.
It's been a pleasure.
You too, John.
That tells me he got paid beforehand.
All right. How do I get out of here?
Oh, I'll go ahead and remove you and drop you down. You have a great night.
Hey, just blew him a kiss.
Wow.
Weird. That was weird. But, that's what you should expect. Mm-hmm. Uncle Jack. I love me some
Uncle Hack, you mean.
Oh, well, check out Uncle Hack's The Hack Shack. Yeah. The Jack Shack on Uncle Jack's YouTube
Jack
channel.
Jack. Uncle Jack's Jack Shack.
Uncle Jack's Jack Shack? I don't think it's called that.
It is.
Uncle Jack's Jack back-to-back Jacks?
Is it Double Dack?
Double Dack? Bob Isms has already outsold Ha Ha Hackery, and it's not even in print.
Boom!
Jack, you Granny was very good on your show. You guys, that was a fun episode. I watched you guys. I got to get in touch with Granny. I'd like for him to swing by. Listen, hey, we'd like for you, huh?
You did ask me to run a poll in the chat of who is more annoying.
Yes, and the choices again were Greta Thunberg and the little bald piece of shit, and he won 75%. And people really don't like Greta, so that says a lot.
It's pretty overwhelming.
Yeah. Okay. What Torito? Not as weird as Vince the lawyer being Bobby Levy's new manager. You betrayed us. Man.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You think this guy doesn't know? He's got purple lenses. He knows everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He could see the future in those women's glasses.
Oh, hey guys.
And they call me Mord.
What's up? Discount.
We got the Shawnee Zone coming up at 6 p.m.
Ooh. 6 p.m. Shawnee Zone, Rico at 8. Let's do this, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, everybody, for contributing today, just joining us behind the wall, membering up in general. If you got it yourself, if it was gifted to you, thank you. Thank you to everybody who's doing all those things. Hit like on your way out. We'll see you guys at 6 with Shawnee and at 8 with Rico. Thank you, everybody. Later.